Orion had came to me on the night where it was art night, and most of you were here, and he had put me to the side, and he was telling me about it, and I said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I don't mind. So this piece is mostly about my childhood memories. I can remember most of them with my grandmother and my cousins and other family members and all of that good stuff. So I call this piece My How. My How Time Flies. Childhood memories, forgotten lullabies of a distant past. But somehow I never take hold, unable to grasp. Goodbye to them, my grandmother's home, my home, our home, the house. She holds all these memories. They are written on her walls with ink and pencil, with scuffs and scrapes. Time seemed so simple back then. Memories of good, bad, fantastic, sad, tragic, hilarious. Please, let me close my eyes as I walk through the hills and halls of my mind. For only for a brief moment, let's go back in time, my time. I see myself as a little girl sitting at the kitchen table, fascinated with watching my grandmother, Aunt Barb, or my mother preparing and cooking food, never saying much, if anything at all, just listening and watching their gestures. Very similar, but at the same time, very different. A sense of enchantment captivated me by the many alluring aromas they were able to create, fixing high plates for children and adults. But I must say, my most favorite scent of all was the smell of coffee in the morning. Seeing my grandmother sitting at the kitchen table, talking with her daughters. She and I would often go into the living room, pulling the curtains apart from the big windows, I called them. Behold in the sunrise, just the beauty of the morning. Memories of me picking wild onions and sweet pecans in the backyard, playing in the park with friends, watching the many basketball games, even skating on the basketball court. My granddaddy, Albert Edward Prince, yelling at me and my many cousins from the bathroom window, y'all heifers better get back in this house, excluding the explicits. Sometimes I miss his embarrassing shouts, memories of cousins, aunts, and uncles visiting from Weewa, Mississippi, making pallets on the floor, piling up on the couch or bed, staying up all night, laughing, talking, joking, dancing, playing, and singing. But I digress. Let me close my eyes just one more time to bring myself back to the present. See, she holds all these memories and so much more. It would be impossible for me to recollect it all, unable for me to keep score. But one thing I know, two things for sure, love and laughter remain there, a remnant of times past, through the generations that were raised there. The brown house by the basketball court. Many families and friends were brought together there. Neighbors became family too. Wow, it's amazing, isn't it? The things that you never seem to realize. I appreciate my past. And I take pleasure in experiencing this pleasure with you. My, how time flies. Thank you.